The Johannesburg Magistrates Court has ordered that the five accused arrested at the property of former President Nelson Mandela on Wednesday not be named before an identity parade is conducted. Police traced a hijacked vehicle to the Mandela property on 12th Avenue in Houghton, where four men, including the grandson of the former president and a woman, were arrested. An unlicensed firearm was also found at the property. It is alleged the victim of the hijacking was an Uber driver. While five suspects were initially arrested, only four appeared on Friday. The grandson of the former statesman did not appear but remains a suspect. State Prosecutor Tsepo Maange Kamzizi explains.
All four accused are before this honorable court accordingly. If I may address the honorable court on the summary of the accused, are being charged with one, as in count number one, robbery aggravating, schedule six. Two, they will be charged with kidnapping. Three, they will be charged with assault. Those are the preferred charges at this stage, Worship. Notwithstanding, with further investigation, we may add and or subject one of the three already preferred at this stage. Worship, at this stage, the state will also inform the Honorable Court that five people were arrested. Only before this Honorable Court are four accused now. Based on further investigations, Worship, we will not be able to add the fifth person at this stage up until further investigations are completed. And as a result, that's why out of five arrested people, only four people are before yourself charged with kidnapping, robbery, and assault of an Uber driver. And the state will allege that the motor vehicle that was found in the hands of the accused is the same as complained about by the Uber driver, who's the complainant in this matter. Further, Your Worship has already indicated, we ask that further investigation be an application before this honorable court for the state to be afforded such. These investigations will also afford the state to identify certain issues that the state has interest in. And as a result, we ask that the applicants of the media houses that are before yourself, Your Worship, not to show faces, name the accused by race or by gender, until the second appearance of all accused before court.
It is said an identity parade will be held at the weekend. The case was postponed to January 17th for further investigation and bail applications. Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.